glad you're here. Delicious Rita, knowing you're near. So good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Well, I am so glad that you're here, and I am glad that I'm here, too. Hey, happy Thursday to you this already May the 19th, 2016. Fred, how you doing? My name is Joey Kroll. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. And I'll tell you what, we are just flying by the month of May already. Next thing you know, it's going to be June. Oh, time really does fly. It really does. I pray that you're having yourself a wonderful week. Yeah, looking forward to the weekend. And in fact, just a couple of weeks away will be Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, not this weekend, but next weekend. And my family and I, my wife and I, we're going to go down and visit my wife's family down in southern Illinois. That's where most of her family's at. So that's what we're going to be doing next weekend. Plus, it'll be nice to have a three-day weekend. I love those. Amen. I really do. So, well, lots of stuff happening here at Great News Radio. I'll tell you what, you know, the Franklin Graham Decision America Tour coming to Springfield, Illinois next month, the 14th. And we've been actually promoting a bus trip that we're going to be taking there that costs $20, which includes the deluxe motor coach and the snacks as well. Well, that 55-passenger bus is full. Yeah, but if you still want to be maybe placed on a waiting list, because it does happen from time to time where somebody who says, hey, I want to go, and then something happens where they can't, we depend on a waiting list to kind of fill in the gap there. So if you still want to be part of that, want to be on a waiting list, give us a call, 217-367-7777, or you can just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, and kind of sign up there. But we are looking forward to Ivan Parker coming back to the area, First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, Saturday night, June the 11th. He'll be there with the Singing Men of GNN. General open seating is $10 when you pre-register, or you can pay $15 at the door the night of, or you can take advantage of the Artist Circle reserve seating, which is $25, which includes meet and greet opportunity with Ivan Parker as well. So, yeah, it's all taking place Saturday night, June the 11th at 7 p.m., First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. You can get more details on that. And to pre-register, greatnewsradio.org, and there you'll see all that information right there on the homepage. So we got that going on. We're getting ready for our 10-day trip to Israel coming up of February of next year, the 22nd through March 3rd, 2017. It just sounds weird just saying 2017. It really does. But again, I said that about 2016 back in 2015. So I don't know. Lots of stuff coming up here in the next several weeks and months. You can get all the details at greatnewsradio.org, and there you'll have all the information right there on the homepage. But if you can, be praying for our great folks that are going to be joining us this weekend for the bus trip to Moody Church in Chicago to hear Dr. Lutzer's last message as a senior pastor there at Moody Church. It's yeah, they're leaving Sunday morning, 7 a.m. So be praying just for safe travels, but also that the Lord will really bless them and let it be a joyous time. And I'm sure the church will do something celebratory for Dr. Lutzer as well. So be sure to be praying for them. Well, our church is getting ready for Vacation Bible School. Yeah, good old VBS. In fact, I think it's ours is coming up in July, I think, if I remember correctly. Yeah, after the 4th, I think. But yeah, we're getting ready to have our meetings here the next couple of weeks. But I know many churches, by the way, are getting ready for good old Vacation Bible School. It's so exciting to invite the kids in and share the Word of God. Have some fun in the process, but give them the opportunity to be exposed to the gospel. Amen. I love it. I love it. I love it. So if your church has a VBS or Vacation Bible School coming up, we'd love to promote it for you on the Great News Radio event calendar. You can just send that information to us, Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843, or you can send that on over through our website if it's easier for you. You can submit it through an online form at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on events, and there you'll see a link to submit that information there. So, yeah, I would love to promote it for you for good old Vacation Bible School. Praise the Lord. Well, I don't know about you, but conflict happens in relationships and friendships. Amen. And well, today we're going to be talking about God restoring those broken relationships. Yeah, we're going to take a look at the story of Jacob and Esau right after this on the Thursday edition of Market Friends right here on Great News Radio.
For a thousand tongues to sing.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing. My great Redeemer's grace. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing. My great Redeemer's grace. The glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim,
to spread through all the earth abroad, the honors of Thy name.
Jesus, Thy name, that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease.
'Tis music in the sinner's ear.
'Tis life and health. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood availed for me. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. The glories of my God and King.
So much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends. I'm the Friends part, Joey Kroll. So good to see you. I hope you're doing well today. And I remember a stand-up comedian saying one time, you know, my wife and I vowed to never go to bed angry at each other. And he went on to say, we've been up for 3 weeks straight. Oh, I love it. You know, friend, the truth about relationships, all relationships, is that conflict happens. Amen. Broken relationships often go off track because somebody insists on having their way. And today we're going to talk about how God can restore broken relationships. Amen. He really can. And Jacob and Esau are a prime example on how humility is an important key to repairing a broken relationship. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Genesis 27. Genesis 27. We're going to look at verse 41 here, just one verse. It says that Esau held a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing his father had given him. He said to himself, "The days of mourning for my father are near, then I will kill my brother Jacob." So we have here two brothers, Jacob and Esau. Jacob was younger, but just barely, and his twin Esau was born first. But Jacob arrived just a moment later, grasping Esau's heel, the Bible tells us. Even at the moment of their birth, the brothers were already fighting for position. And their parents, Isaac and Rebekah, well, they didn't really help the situation at all because Isaac favored Esau and Rebekah favored Jacob. And Rebekah went so far as to help Jacob steal his father's blessing, a blessing Isaac intended for Esau, the firstborn. Now, if you remember the story, a little background here before we move forward, Jacob, again, he was the youngest. Isaac was going blind at his old age, but Esau, he was a hairy guy. The Bible tells us he was kind of hairy. He must have been like on the episode of like Duck Dynasty or something. I mean, brother was hairy, you know. So anyway, so Isaac was about to give Esau the blessing. Now, blessing was a prayer of wealth and health and a double portion of an inheritance. Okay. But remember, Rebekah favored Jacob. So they sent Esau out. And Rebekah helped Jacob kind of put on some fur from some dead animals. And so when Isaac was about to bless his son, he thought it was Esau. But when he put his hand on Jacob, he felt all the hair. And he said, ah, my son Esau. And then he gave him the blessing. Jacob was continually grabbing at his brother's heel. He grabbed Esau's birthright. He grabbed Esau's blessing. And if he wasn't careful, he was going to grab more than what he bargained for, right? Genesis 27:41. Esau held a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing his father had given to him. He said to himself, the days of mourning for my father are near. Then I will kill my brother Jacob. In other words, when my daddy dies, I'm going to kill my brother. Friend, if you've ever been let down, if you've ever experienced searing anger, if you've ever been mad enough to consider physically hurting the person who hurt you, then you can fully relate to the raw emotion Esau expressed toward his brother Jacob. Esau felt like his anger was justified. He really did. He really did. And you know what? And it's so funny because the Bible, many people say that the Bible is not relevant. Here's a perfect passage to show you how relevant it is. Esau felt his anger was justified. And we often feel the same. When someone steals our joy or robs us of our happiness or whatever it is, it's hard not to take it personally. When we feel like we've been violated, betrayed, or whatever the word you want to use, the consuming anger can even lead to thoughts of revenge. That's where Esau was. Let's turn over a couple of pages over to Genesis 33. Genesis chapter 33, verses 1 through 11. Let me read this here. All right, so here's scene number 2, right? Jacob looked up, and there was Esau, coming with his 400 men. So he divided the children among Leah, Rachel, and the two female servants. He put the female servants and their children in front, Leah and their children next, and Rachel and Joseph in the rear. He himself went on ahead and bowed to the ground 7 times as he approached his brother. But Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him. He threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Then Esau looked up and saw the women and children. Who are these with you? He asked. Jacob answered, they are the children God has graciously given your servant. Then the female servants and their children approached and bowed down. Next, Leah and her children came and bowed down. Last of all came Joseph and Rachel, and they too bowed down. Esau asked, what's the meaning of all these flocks and herds I've met? To find favor in your eyes, my lord, he said. But Esau said, I have plenty already, my brother. Keep what you have for yourself. No, please, said Jacob. If I have found favor in your eyes, accept this gift from me. For to see your face is like seeing the face of God now that you have received me favorably. So we have 20 years later here. Jacob had become a changed man. Some might credit that of a passing of time, but he had an encounter with God. And here in Genesis 33, we don't explicitly hear him confess that the wrong that he's done, but we do see a man who willingly came before what appeared to be a small army and bowed to the ground 7 times as he approached his brother. In verse 3 that it says. See, and in those days, people approach kings in that matter. Jacob was clearly expressing an attitude of humility and service. He knew God was with him and everything he had was from God, yet he embraced the position of lowliness. Jacob even called himself here in verse 5, your servant. Friend, humility is a needed cure for the sickness of a broken relationship. Humility. until someone swallows their pride, apologizes, make the first move towards reconciliation, the brokenness will remain. It will remain. The anger and the anxiety will continue to grow. The mental video of offense will be replayed over and over and over and over in our mind, and bitterness will take root in our hearts. But one simple act of humility can turn the tide and reverse the negative momentum. It took humility on Jacob's part to open the door back into a relationship with his brother, and it worked. It worked. I love this in verse 4. It says, Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him. He threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Friend, I know some of us may see this passage and say, well, that's just cheesy. That ain't gonna happen. That's not the real world. But let me tell you something. That's God's heart right there. That's God's heart. Our God is a God of reconciliation. The brothers were able to reconcile because one humbled himself and the other forgave. Either one could have kept the wall up between them, but both were required to knock it down. You know, the way to break down these walls is simple, but it's not easy. Oh, man. If you've wronged someone, just ask for forgiveness. If needed, seek to make restitution. If someone's wronged you, forgive them, period. Even if the offender never apologized, still extend that forgiveness. You know, our example is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came to the earth for the very purpose of reconciling us to God and restoring our right standing with him. Think about this. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says that God demonstrated his love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Think about this. It says that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still sinning, Christ died for us. You know, it's hard for us to forgive somebody 20 years ago. But while Jesus was carrying our cross, by the way, down Calvary, folks were still sinning. Yet he chose to forgive them. Even while they were still sinning, he died for them. Friend, by his power and through his spirit, we have the ability to repent. We have the ability to ask for forgiveness. We have the ability to extend forgiveness. But the first step is humility. Conflict happens. Amen. It happens. It's happened to countless people in the past. It will happen to you. It will happen to me, even in the context of your deepest and most meaningful relationships. But what happens next will determine the quality of those relationships. So I encourage you on this Thursday to choose wisely.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him. I'm so glad I learned to trust him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that he is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, pray. precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust Him more.
That's right. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. That's music from Casting Crowns today here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. It's Joey with you. And just as a reminder here at Great News Radio, we are a listener-supported radio ministry, which means we really do depend on God's grace, but also friends like you who financially contribute to the work here at Great News Radio. And if you feel led to do so, you can let us know of your financial support. Your gift of $25, $100, $250 will really make a difference. And if you feel led to do so, our mailing address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Or you can make your gift online. Just visit greatnewsradio.org and click on the donate button right there at our website. And from all of us here at Great News Radio, thank you so much for your continued prayers and gifts of support. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Mark and Jason will help you get through your Friday tomorrow, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, as you go out and about here this weekend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.